as has been spoken, everyone has his mitzvah. Every generation has its mitzvah. We have to keep all the tayag mitzvahs, but we have to concentrate on one mitzvah. The Gemara says, one Amayra met another Amayra, and he asked him, Avrach b'may zayat fei, your father, with what was he more careful? Everyone is careful with his mitzvah. And the neshama feels what particular mitzvah it came down to this world for. Everyone has a shaychus with a mitzvah. And every generation has a shaychus with a certain specific mitzvah. And a mikvah of the Mashiach, the mitzvah is emuna. Like the Gemara says, Bercha Habakkuk v'midan alachas v'tzadik b'emunasa yichya. Habakkuk spoke about the last tkufa, the last period before the Geula, and it says, hold on to emuna. So we're all sent down to this world for a purpose, and the Yikar Hatzlacha is to be mikayim the errand for which we were sent down. And the klal is that whenever there's a certain mitzvah which is the hatzlacha of that person, so the satan doesn't like it. And if the ikar mitzvah that we're sent down for is emuna, and to do his best, that we shouldn't be mikayim emuna. So we see it clear in our generation that the whole world is like a battlefield against emuna. So hard. The Goyim stopped believing. They don't believe. Their religion today is of the tzanis. It isn't like the Amalekite Goyim, the fanatic Goyim who believed, and they went to the Galach and this and that. And we see it all the way up, all the way up. The Satan concentrates with all his koiches that we shouldn't have emuna. You find that by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the shayrish of the Geula. Whatever you find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's how the Geula is going to be. Like it says, Ki meitzeischem yeretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. The Rebbe will show us neflois like by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came, it says Vayamin Ha'am, they believed him, and afterwards the goddess became still tougher and still harder, and it was impossible for them. And Pare didn't want to give Tevin the straw for the Levainim, and they had to go and gather their own Tevin and make the same amount of Levainim, and they couldn't manage, and they were punished for that. And the goddess became very, very difficult, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they complained. They lost their emuna, and again the Rabbeinu Shlalem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Pare v'shalach as Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe says, hey Bnei Yisrael, leishamu b'kaili v'ech yishmeini Pare, because it says leishamu l'Moshe m'kai tzirich m'yavei d'kashe. They didn't listen to Moshe, they didn't believe Moshe. First they believed, afterwards they didn't believe, because the nesayin of emuna became stronger. The klal is that when somebody is in danger, he mobilizes new koiches, and he comes out with new energy that he never knew he had before. We know this story of a lady that a fire broke out in her house, and she had a very dear piano that was very dear to her. So she carried out the piano. Carrying out a piano was quite an ordeal. She did it. Because when a person is in distress, he discovers new kaiches in himself. Nu kaiches. In danger, he becomes very active and very energetic to ward off any danger with new energy that he wasn't aware of before. And that's what's happening today. When Mashiach will come, it says, V'zruach atoma ava min ha'aretz. The Rabban Yisraelim will remove the Satan, and like it says in the Psukim, that the Rabban Yisraelim is going to shech the Yetzer Hara, and there won't be any more Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the Satan, and he's the Malach HaMavis. It's all one Malach, the Gemara says. So, if Mashiach comes, the Satan is going to be removed, and he knows that. So when he sees that it's approaching this man of Mashiach, he's going to concentrate with all his kaiches that Mashiach shouldn't come, and he's going to disturb the Yiddish emuna that the emuna brings to Mashiach. Because that's how it is. In the last throes of any living organism, he struggles to live. Hashem is well should help that. We should never know such things, and we should taki be zeichet at chias amaisim. But it's a klal that a person right before he dies becomes very active, because he's struggling to keep alive. You see that by a candle. A candle burns with a constant flame until it reaches the bottom, and there's no more wax to feed the candle. So the candle is going to explode with spurts of high flame. It's gasping for the gas that comes out of the wax to burn. So it shoots and shoots out with a big flame, gasping for life. And that's what the Satan is doing today. He's gasping for life. The Mishnah says in Avos that there were 10 nisim that Yidden experienced in the Beis Hamikdash, bizman shebeis Hamikdash kayim. Asar nisim nasa l'avseinu, bizman shebeis Hamikdash kayim. One of them was that the Kohen Gadol never became tamei on Yom Kippur. He didn't have any tumas keri, and he was able to do the aveda on Yom Kippur. It was a nes; didn't become tummy. So the Taisus Yamtif on the Mishnayos asks a kasha. The Mishnah says in Yuma that the Kayanim made extra precautions that the Kayan should remain the tahara on Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, when all the Yidin eat, he Kamat wasn't allowed to eat. Kamat didn't taste food, so that he shouldn't become tummy at night. At night, they didn't let him go to sleep. He sat up the whole night, and he was learning with the Pirchei Kayanim, with the young Kayanim, and in case they saw that he's being overcome with the slumber, so they told him, put your feet on the floor, and they banged with the fingers to wake him up. They didn't let him sleep, because in the Beis Hamikdash there was a cold marble floor, and the cold won't let him doze off. And they did everything possible. The Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to sleep. And then he got up the next morning to do the Avodah in Beis Hamikdash. What was the ness? If he didn't eat Erev Yom Kippur, they didn't allow him to sleep the whole night. So the Mishnah says it was a ness that the Kohen Gadol didn't become tummy. What was the ness? Under the circumstances, it would have been a ness if he does become tummy, after all the precautions that they took that he should not become tummy. So Taisus Yantav answers, the entire kapara of Klal Yisrael was taluy in the Kohen Gadol, in his avodah. The kapara of Klal Yisrael, the Atzlacha of Klal Yisrael, the Ksiva v'chasim etayva of all of Klal Yisrael for that year, was totally in the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And the Satan knew that. And the Satan left over everybody, and he concentrated on the Kohen Gadol to make him tummy. And if that terrible malach, that awful malach, the satan, the ball of fire that the satan is, if he concentrates on one person to make him tamei, it's a mess if he doesn't become tamei. And that one was one of the ten nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov says. The same thing is with our generation. We hope we have every day is a chakalei b'chol yom sheyaveh. We hope Mashiach will come. But the way the world looks today, we have all the indications that Mashiach is around the corner. I can't promise you that, but it seems so. With all the simanim, the order simanim that the Gemara gives, we're going to learn that in Yirtzeh Hashem from the Gemara. So all the simanim that the Gemara gives, the entire degeneration of the generation, the awfulness, the filth, that this generation fell down to, all these simanim we have in the Gemara. So it seems that it's very, very likely that we are Be'ezer Hashem going to be the generation that sees Mashiach Tzidkenu. So therefore we understand the Satan is concentrating on us. He doesn't want Mashiach to come. When Mashiach comes, it's his end. It's his demise. So he concentrates on us. And that's why it's so hard to keep by Emunah today. So what are the eitzes in such as man to survive, to keep by Emunah? There's a lot of eitzes. The Satan is smart. He knows a lot of eitzes. There's a pasuk in Vayishlach when Yaakov Avinu met Esav, his arch enemy Esav, from whom he fled and was away for 22 years. And now Yaakov meets Esav, Vini Esav Balikha Saviaba Mayes Ish Ime. And when Esav met Yaakov, Vayishakehu, he kissed him. So on Vayishakehu, you certainly remember what you learned in Chedah, you have Pintalach, you have Nekudais. So Rashi says he wanted to bite him, but he couldn't bite him, so he kissed him. And as the Medrash explains, a Chaf and a Kuf are interchangeable. It should have been Vayishakehu, to bite him. He couldn't bite him. So Rabbeinu Shlomo made a nes that Yaakov Avinu's throat became hard like marble, so he kissed him. That's what the Medrash says. So the Sfasamus asks the Kasha, if you want to bite somebody and you can't bite him, you kiss him. So you give up, you can't bite him, but you don't kiss him. So the Sfasamus answers, we know that the Sfasamus always came up with big, big ideas. This is a classical Sfasamus. So the Sfasamus answers, I remember this Bachman. The Sfasamus answers, he wanted to bite him with a bite, but he realized that he can't bite him with a bite, so he bit him with a kiss. Which means, this is the tactics of the Satan, of the Yetzer Hara. All through our galus, the church, especially the Catholic Church, they persecuted us, they oppressed us, we suffered under them, under galus reini, by the churban, by the crusades, and especially